new creation. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to part four of this series and episode 512 of Quiet Time Coaching. We're in this series of thinking about what it means that we are a new creation, taken from 2 Corinthians. And in this run-up to Easter, I'm recording this a few days before the Easter weekend, I'd like to think a little bit about what it means to have this new life, this resurrection life, and, well, the topic of a new smell. What's the relevance of that? Well, our sense of smell is very valuable to us, isn't it? My poor father lost his sense of smell many, many years ago, and, well, you know, he's coped with it, but of course it's reduced a lot of his enjoyment in life. And you may know people who lost their sense of smell during the COVID pandemic. Perhaps you did too. Mine was changed a bit, and ever since I've had COVID, I've experienced occasional phantom smells. Quite often I'll just be driving in my car or doing whatever, and I can smell, say, dog poo all of a sudden, and it's rather disconcerting. So having the right kind of smell really matters, doesn't it? You may remember that in the Old Testament, God smelled things when they were good. In Genesis chapter 8, he smells the sacrifice made by Noah and says in his heart, "I won't curse the ground anymore." It's called a pleasing aroma to him. And in Revelation chapter 5, it tells us that the four living creatures, 24 elders, fell down. They had a harp. They were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. God smells those good things. And indeed, as we're thinking about the resurrection, we know that spices were taken to the tomb to embalm Jesus so that he wouldn't smell bad. I mean, that's not the whole reason for the spices, but it's at least part of it. Nicodemus takes 75 pounds of spices, and the women go there on the Sunday morning to complete the work, because what Nicodemus did was part of it, but there was more still to be done. The women then went there with their spices, but what's the extraordinary thing? They came home with them also. They did not need them because there was no body there. There was a new life. There was a new life, and there was not the smell of death in that tomb. There was the smell of life. They didn't need spices to spice up the badness of the smell of death because they were no longer needed. There's a new life in town. There's a new aroma in town, you could say. And that's the aroma of Christ that you and I carry. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 14 to 16. Paul writes, "Thanks be to God, who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. We are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one, we are an aroma that brings death. To the other, an aroma that brings life." See, your life and mind remind Jesus of the Son of God so much that it's as if we smell like him. We're the aroma of death for those who wish for no change. In other words, we don't smell like hope to them because it's not the kind of hope they want. However, to those who want change, who desire to be different, who are looking for meaning, for purpose and healing, we smell like life. And what kind of life? Resurrection life, eternal life, new creation life, Christ's life. Here's an unusual definition of a disciple that you may not have heard. What do you think about this? A disciple is someone who smells like Jesus. What do you think? Is that a reasonable claim? Does it make sense? Does it say something meaningful about the way that we live? What does it mean to you to carry the aroma of Christ to the people around you? In the show notes, I put a few extra scriptures you might like to meditate on to think about what it means to live like Jesus. You know, we carry an aroma into this world, don't we? Let's pray that we can carry the aroma of resurrection life into a world that desperately needs hope and needs access to this new life. Let's pray to grow into the likeness of Jesus so that the world can smell him through us and find new life. Till the next time, take care and God bless.